Yo, it's 12:17 p.m. So I guess I better get the fuck up. It's really, I don't know why I'm so tired, but felt good to sleep. Oh, yeah, it feels good. All right, but now I have to get up. You know, last night I saw that movie, The Shape of Water, and it was really good. I would recommend. It's a good movie. That's all I gotta say about that. You know, if you see the trailer, it's kind of, it doesn't really give you anything that you wouldn't expect. Let's see. Let's get the news going, and then I gotta get out there. Attack the day. Oh, you know, seize the day. Seize it. I already missed the morning, but who wants to seize a morning? Nothing good in the morning. People are like, oh, nothing good happens after. Nothing good happens before noon. Nothing. I'm sure you could come up with an example, but I would argue that it's good. Google sued on behalf of 5 million iPhone users for privacy violation. What? I have an iPhone. Do I get money? Or is that one of those things where you find out, oh, there was a class action lawsuit. Send us your information. And you get a check for $3.15, like a year and a half later. And the lawyers make a bunch of money. It's kind of like their deal. Well, I don't know what they did. I'm sure Google and Apple got to be violating privacy right now, constantly. Just violating my privacy, saying, hey, he's up in the loft talking to nobody. Well, talking to a few people. Well, and I was saying that the episodes right after we recorded, right after I recorded Kimmel, after it aired, I said, if you just showed up here because you saw me on Kimmel, you liked it and whatever, don't listen to this podcast, go away. And it looks like a lot of people heeded that advice, and that's great. There was not a spike in listenership. There was a spike for one day, and then we didn't hold their attention, or they just heard that and said, yeah, okay, we won't listen, thank you. Ooh, sorry. Woman suffers seizure, wakes up to stranger sexually assaulting her at ride-on bus stop. Jesus. So she had a seizure and I guess passed out, and then that's disgusting. Well, it looks like they got the guy. This is in Maryland, Germantown, Maryland. I've been there. That's one of these towns that got built in like the 90s, so everything just looks like the 90s, like very uniformly made. It was just like this neighborhood just like popped up one day, you know, so it's just got like these developments and strip malls, and it doesn't look like it's been there for a long time. It's like Charlotte, North Carolina, very Clinton era, bubble sort of vibe going on there. But yeah, fuck this guy. At least I got him. Hopefully he goes to jail for a long time. South Korea and the United States have launched their largest ever joint aerial drills a week after North Korea said it had tested the most advanced missile. As much as I used to think I wanted to see the kind of end of the world, or be like, oh, well, at least we'll all, you know, be done together. I really don't want this nuclear war to happen. Now that I think about it, it sounds terrible. I'd rather just... It's... what a dumb way to go. To have that fucking nut, Kim Jong-un, just fucking off because he's... was raised in some crazy environment that he thinks he's this like a god or something, whatever he thinks he is, and we can't have any diplomacy because we're being run by a fucking dummy right now. Well, maybe it's what we maybe it's poetic. Moving on. Homeless man saves children from fire. That's a good story. Well, somebody give that homeless guy a place to live. I say if you're homeless and save somebody from a fire and you didn't start the fire, you get a home. Not a... You get something. You don't just get like a meal. You should get a place to live and some clothes and some food. I don't think that's... You save somebody's life. That's what you should... then, look at... You'd have all these homeless people on the lookout for danger. Then they'd be saving people. I think a lot. But this... this guy's a hero. Good for him. And, let's see, it was in Las Vegas. That probably is, like, other than the heat's probably really a motherfucker to be homeless in Las Vegas, but that's probably a lot of good foot traffic. It's like when you're... There's only so many cities you could be homeless in successfully. Now, they got, like... At least there, you don't have the fucking winter. But I've never been to Vegas, so I don't know what it looks like when it gets, like, super hot. Nope. Man claims God told him to do it after leading police on chase through Oklahoma City. How much... chasing could you do through Oklahoma City? First of all, it's tiny. It's not very big. And maybe God did tell him. Who's to say? Right? Doesn't... and I think in Oklahoma, that might actually get you off. The cops might have to let you go. You're like, well, God told me to do it. They're like, ah. Well, if God told you, and I put you in jail, then I'm going to hell. So I ain't gonna do it. You do it to sell his partner. You do it. You arrest him. He's like, I ain't doing it. I ain't going to hell. And then everybody goes home. I've never been, actually been in Oklahoma City, but I drove by it, and it looked like there wasn't a lot going on. It looked really small, and there's like no people in Oklahoma. All right, one more story, and then I'm gonna go. Take on the day. Ghost disease ravages North Koreans near nuclear site, defectors say. Oh, another North Korea story. Well, that ghost disease, I guess that's the nuclear
I'm going to get scientific here. It's the nuclear. I'm getting everybody sick. So, well, that's bad for them. That's got to be... Being, like, living in North Korea has got to really be fucking shitty. I mean, that's obvious. But just glad that you could just be born there. You know, you could just be, like, one day, like, you're just born, and then all of a sudden you're, like... Whenever you start, like, having consciousness, like, you know, what are you, like, 2, 3, you're like, oh, I'm in North Korea, fuck. I gotta do this forever. For the rest of my life, I just gotta watch the fucking... This documentary about Kim Jong-un is the only thing on TV every day. There's no fun. I mean, I'm sure they have some sort of fun there, but, you know, no Nintendo. That's for sure. All right. Yes, no Nintendo in North Korea. I guess that's not the biggest problem. This was a bad episode. I know that. Thank you for listening. Sorry. See you tomorrow. We love you.